Hare Krishna. Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. Let us today listen to another episode of Siddha Krishna Das, this amazing life. By the way, he was a saint who was instructing most of the people who lived somewhere around the 18th century at Govardhan in how to meditate about Krishna. He had the divine vision and he was able to impart it to those who came to him for instructions. So once it so happened that in his spiritual body, Krishna Das joined the holy leela of throwing colors. You know, in the holy leela, Radhika gets challenged by Krishna for a war of colors. These colors all mean different sentiments of love, so it's really an exchange of divine love, and Krishna Das was helping Radha to throw colors by putting these flower colors into her hands. Sometimes he would bring a big container of colored water, and Radha would take a syringe and drench Krishna. Siddha Krishna Das in his spiritual form would give her little powder bombs. Yes, this was the pollen of flowers which were covered with lac and which Radha used to throw with great power on Krishna's chest, and it exploded there, and Krishna was stunned to see the beauty of Radha's arm as she raised it high in the air and exclaimed in her sweet voice, "I have won," and boom, the bomb came. This time, after he had helped Radhasyam in the holy leela, he came back to his physical body, which sat meditating on the Manasi Ganga, this lake, and he found that his entire body was covered with avir, that is perfumed red powder, saffron, musk, kapura or camphor, and sandalwood paste. All of this had been thrown during the holy leela. And yes, he brought something from that world. In bhajan, we often find a situation when we are totally absorbed. And when our consciousness gets removed from interacting with the material world and we are so absorbed in the spiritual world, we also, in our own ways, come back with divine gifts. It may not be scented perfume, it may not be colors, it may not be a betel nut which Radha has offered us, but it are presents like joy, detachment from what is not necessary in bhakti. That requires some strength, not to be detached. All this strength to go on the spiritual path, everything can be gotten from the big hall of divine absorption where these gifts wait for us. Wishing you all the best and see you for the next Kartik Inspirations.